Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Choosing love. How to choose love. And it is a choice. So welcome to this week's podcast. Let me just clarify just for a second. When I talk about love, I am not talking about the sexy, romantic type of love. I am talking about the deep, universal God love that we can all create. And love is a choice. Love is created by your thinking, by the thoughts that you have in your head. So if it's a relationship, the quality of that relationship is going to be based on the thoughts you have about that person. So, when I'm talking about love, I am talking about the universal love that we can have for other humans, for our children, for our family, for our pets, for our hobbies, for the things we like to do. Now, I was taught a concept by Brooke Castillo at the Life Coach School, she's my teacher, called unconditional love. Now, unconditional love is when you choose to love another human without condition. So it doesn't sound like as long as they're happy, I'll love them. As long as they're positive, I'll love them. As long as they don't annoy me, or as long as they're good people, or as long as they put the rubbish out, I'll choose to love them. Unconditional love is taking the most imperfect human in the world and choosing to love them just because they're human. Now, love sometimes sounds like no. So when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about like the murderers in the world or the people that mass kill or torture or what I would consider to be not pleasant behaviors at all that I fundamentally disagree with. But the reason I would still choose to love that human is for my sake, because I want to feel love. I don't want to feel hate. I don't want to add more hate into the world. So I choose to love, to unconditionally love another human, even if they've made bad choices that I would disagree with. I choose to love them unconditionally because it makes me feel good. And most of the time, these people that you're hating don't even know you exist. They sure as hell aren't feeling your hate you have for them. It's only you that is experiencing that emotion. And I don't want to experience hate. And I don't want to add more hate into the world. So, love for me is one of the most important emotions I choose to create. Love and gratitude. And it is a choice. So I'm going to give you some examples of where you might be struggling with this, because when I explain this concept to people, they generally go, okay, well, that makes sense for my pets or my kids, but oh my God, I couldn't do it with my neighbor. Or, oh my God, you want me to unconditionally love my manager? No, that I can't do that. They're horrible. And so I want to start by saying choosing love is for your benefit. Nobody else's. Because when you are experiencing love, love never hurts. Love feels so good. And when you are feeling love, you are the best version of yourself. And remember, love sometimes sounds like no. So, it's for you. Choosing love is for you. And I have an example of this that happened literally just last night. Both my boys were playing on Fortnite. Playing on Fortnite, loving it. They're playing in the same match together with their friends virtually, and they're all chatting, and they're all loving, and they're laughing, and I think it's brilliant. But dinner was ready. So I called out to them, boys, dinner's on the table. My eldest put his controller straight down, came out, washed his hands, grabbed himself a drink, sat at the table with me. My youngest didn't do that. So then I'm like, a couple of minutes, and he did acknowledge me. So he said, yeah, just a minute, mum. Just a minute. I'm in the middle of a match. I'm like, no, dinner's on the table now. That match you can come back to. Dinner's going to get cold. And in our house, it is very important for me, for us all to eat together. So whichever adult is in charge, we all the adults sit with the children and we eat together. You know, sometimes my husband's working, it's not always possible, but it is a fundamental thing that we do in our family. So, sorry, my mouth was dry, just wanted to take a drink. So tea was ready. So a couple of minutes pass, I can still hear him playing with his friend. I'm like, Blue, your dinner's on the table. He's like, yeah, just a minute, mum. Just another minute. I need to get killed. So I sat there and I thought, right, I've got a choice here. I could do one of two things. I could get up, I could start shouting, I could start blaming Fortnite. You know, I could start getting frustrated and irritated because he's not listening or he's not doing as told and all the stuff that our brain comes up with. Or I can decide. I actually have a choice. And what I chose to do last night, I've told him twice. I told him a third time, Blue, your dinner is on the table. That game needs to stop. You need to come out now, please. Quite calm. Told him my expectation. And then I sat down. And then what I did was I counted back from 10. And I said to myself, right. If he's not at the table by the time I count back from 10, he's not having his phone or any screen for the rest of the evening. So I sat there and I counted back from 10. And this does one of two things. This helps me to calm down and it helps me to check myself and it helps me to focus on me at a time when I can't control my children. I can always control me. And that actually applies to any situation, right? I counted back from 10. I'd made my decision that if I got to one and he's not sat at the table, he's not having any screens for the rest of the evening. When he was younger, I might have told him what the consequence would be, but he's old enough now to know that if he doesn't do something, there will be a consequence. It's always been the way. So I don't need to keep telling him because he knows it. So I sat there. I reminded myself that I loved him unconditionally. Like if he didn't walk back through the door tomorrow after school, I would give anything for him to be in that moment saying to me, "No, mum, I just want to finish this match." I would give anything. So that's what creates unconditional love, right? And I counted back from 10. He was still not sat at the table. Now I chose in that moment not to do anything about that. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, he walked in. And he came in, and he sat down, And I said, just so you know, there is now no more screens for the rest of the evening. And he didn't necessarily get upset, but he was like, I think the whole evening is a bit unfair. I was like, okay, but definitely for an hour. So he had a point. Maybe the whole rest of the evening was a bit extreme. But because I was coming from a place of unconditional love for him, and I had set that boundary and that very clear consequence, we didn't need to shout, we didn't need to scream, I didn't need to become like a teenager, he didn't need to then become like a teenager. And so that conversation was very calm and very controlled because I was focusing on me, the one thing that I can control. I was choosing unconditional love. And that sounded like, right, because you didn't do what I asked 3 times, not like I didn't give you a chance, here is your consequence. I coach some parents that have teenagers. So my boys are just coming into their teenage years, but I do coach parents whose children are right in it. And the thing is with teenagers is because their brain is literally changing and their prefrontal cortex is starting to evolve and get created, starting to be created. 1 minute they can be acting out of their rational brain and they can be very calm and very lovely and very in control of themselves and very rational. And then the next minute it's like they're back into their primal brain, shouting, screaming, and being like a toddler again. You have no control over that. And if you have a toddler, like this is how toddlers behave. That rational part of our brain doesn't start developing from a range around the age of 8 to 11, and it can take up to 25 in some people. So children and teenagers at times are not able to be rational. They just cannot physically do it. But just because they can't doesn't mean to say you can't. You are the functioning adult here. You have your prefrontal cortex. You do get to decide to feel unconditional love. And there is still a consequence. So unconditional love is for you because you are the one that feels that emotion. And when you feel love, you are just the best version of yourself. Even when you're setting a consequence. And I would just like to suggest that we've got enough hate in this world. People can seem to create hate for a pastime. What I think we need is more love. And it is one of my core values. Choosing love is a core value of mine. I use the word in everything. I've even got it on my toenails right now. I've got bright pink toenails with the word love in black on it as a sticker. It looks lace. I love it. And a little heart. It is my most favorite emotion to feel. And when I'm feeling that, I show up as the best mum, the best coach, the best version of myself because I'm controlling me. And it's a choice. And it literally sounds like I am choosing to love this human for my benefit. You could make that choice. There's probably loads of other examples that I could come up with. And it works for all areas of your life. You could choose to unconditionally love that colleague that pisses you off because you have the choice. And because when you are controlling you and focusing on what you can do, you're the best version of yourself. So I've got a really simple method that I like to take my clients through, and it's as simple as ABC. A stands for acknowledge. And become aware, maybe aware and acknowledge, aware first and acknowledge. So just become aware of how you're feeling and what you're thinking. And if it's frustration because you're thinking they're not listening, or whether it's hate because you're thinking she's horrible, just notice, just become aware and acknowledge that that's what's currently happening. B is for breathe and understand. So you just take a really nice deep breath and you understand where that thought and feeling is coming from. Of course, I'm feeling frustrated. Look at what I'm thinking. Of course, and it will be a recurrent pattern. It'll be a habitual thinking pattern. Well, of course, I'm feeling hate. Look at what I'm thinking about this person. This is a compassionate exercise. This is not another reason to beat yourself up. And then C is choose. You actually get to very consciously and very deliberately choose how you want to feel that's going to enable you to behave in the way that you want to behave in that moment. It's going to enable you to show up in the way that you show up. And how you behave is based on how you're feeling, the emotion that's driving that behavior. And the way that you create that emotion is by changing your thoughts. And I think this is really easy for my children. And literally, I know it's a bit of a shock factor, but I literally imagine them not walking back through the door after school today. And when I think about them not walking back into the school, I drop into the most overwhelming amount of love. And from there, I'm like, right, it's because you didn't listen, Blue, that you don't have your screens now for the rest of the evening. Or it's because you're not listening, you now have to go and sit on the naughty space if they're little. Or if it's a teenager and that teenager is kicking off, you might not want to do anything in that moment but walk away. And it might sound like, I'm not going to have this comment because I love you so much. And the reason I say because I love you isn't just for them to hear, it's for me to hear because it triggers me to remember you do love them. And from there, it sounds like, right, it's because I love you that we're going to carry this conversation once you've calmed down. And you literally remove yourself. You are the adult. They are not. And neither do they need to be, but you can be. And then afterwards, it might sound like, look, it's because I love you that it's not acceptable that you talk to me that way. Or it's because I love you that now there needs to be a consequence to that behavior because I want you to grow up to be a balanced human. Can you see the difference there versus frustration that's going to have you don't talk to me like that. I'm your mother. Who do you think you are? Or trying to reason with a toddler that has not got the ability to reason. It's like, no, this is what's happening. Because I love you, this is what's happening. It's a very firm love. I really kind of wish I knew this when I had my children were little. I think I did quite a good job, but I didn't know that I could control me and I had a choice. I do now. So part of me is looking forward to the teenage years so that I get to practice these skills. And it's a practice. And trust me, you will not be perfect at it to begin with. I am not perfect at it all the time because we are human and we can unconditionally love ourselves for being human. Again, not as an excuse, but as a reason to have compassion. So what emotion do you want to feel? What emotion do you want to generate when you're dealing with other humans? Because this is your choice. A, B, C. Acknowledge and oh my gosh, I forgot my own method. Funny's that. Become aware and acknowledge your thoughts and feelings. B is breathe and understand with compassion. And then C is choose. How do I want to show up for me? Love is for you. It's not for anybody else. Have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you all next week. Bye.